The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, warm greetings to the meditation session we'll do now. And I'm quite happy to be sitting here and sharing this time with you. And as an introduction to this sitting, one of the really key parts of mindfulness of breathing is not the breath, but rather is the mindfulness that we bring to it. I like to think of mindfulness of breathing as being the meeting place of the body breathing and the awareness that experiences it, that knows it. And so the mindfulness, the awareness, how we bring our attention to the breathing is an essential component part of this practice. And sometimes it's a good idea to spend a little bit of time studying, investigating the nature of the how we are mindful, how we are aware. And one interesting place is when the mind wanders off in thought. And when we notice that, how are we with that? Are we critical? Are we upset, discouraged? Or might it be possible to be rather matter-of-fact about it without any real emotional reaction at all? Just, oh, mind has wandered off. That's what's happening. And then to begin again with the breathing, where the beginning again, the returning to the breath, is a pleasant event. That rather than jerking the mind back, hurrying back, getting back discouraged in a discouraged way, there's something about returning, welcoming back the breath, or starting again with the breath, or if you bring your mind back to the breath, that movement is harmonious, is gentle, is easeful, has a feeling of calm, maybe even a feeling of pleasure. So that maybe in a way you begin looking forward to the opportunity to start over again, to begin again. Here. And then how we are with the breathing. And I think of it as having a light touch, but also a touch that's committed. Apparently the Latin roots for the word commit comes from the same root as the word mitten. It has to do with touching. Commit. Touching with something, but to touch it, so being committed, but being light, the light touch, but a light touch that's continuous, right there, stay there, stay there. Sometimes the analogy has been used of picking up a bird that's been stunned, maybe it come in the house and you have to take it outside, and you want to hold it in such a way that no way do you hurt it, but you also hold it, clearly you hold it, kind of, I don't know if firm is the right word, but you really keep it in your two palms of your hand. So you stay connected to it, and then once you're outside, you let it go. So this commitment to the bird that's tender and soft, commitment to the breath, where we're seeing if we can stay there continuously, but with a light touch, so that the mind begins to be light and soft and calm as well. And, of course, the mind will wander away. And then to experiment with finding a way to begin again that's enjoyable, that is harmonious with the process of meditation. And when you notice the mind has wandered off, notice that in a way that's harmonious with the meditation. So it's all about the how we're relating to what we are knowing. And that's really one of the key aspects of this practice. So with that, assuming your meditation posture, and before we begin any further, perhaps you can take a few moments with your mind to see if you can find a way of knowing, being aware, mindful, that has some feeling of ease to it. Not in a hurry, but also not held back. And then with that mindfulness, take a few long, slow, deep breaths, maybe 3/4 full, so you don't get winded or strained. And an exhale that, in a relaxed way, is longer than usual. Breathing in, and a gentle, long exhale, without going so long that it's a strain. Breathing in and exhaling. And then letting the breath return to normal. And take a few moments on the inhale to feel the muscles of your shoulders. And on the exhale to relax the shoulders. On the inhale, to feel down your arms and your elbows, hands. And on the exhale, to relax the arms, hands. Soften. As you breathe in, feeling any tensions or holding in the chest. And the exhale to relax the chest. Breathing in and feeling your belly. On the exhale, relaxing the belly. Breathing in and feeling your legs and knees and feet. And exhaling, softening, relaxing. And on the inhale, feeling the muscles of your face. And on the exhale, relaxing. And on the inhale, maybe feeling the energy or the pressure, tension associated with thinking. And on the exhale, relax the thinking mind. And then, as if you have all the time in the world, but without delaying, center your attention on the body breathing. Wherever the breathing is most clear for you, pronounced, or most enjoyable, the belly, the chest, or the nostrils. Or some people prefer to experience the whole breath body, the global experience of breathing. And as a little experiment, let go of the focus on breathing. Maybe think about something. And then see if you can come back to being with your breathing in a way that feels where the how you do it is pleasant or relaxed or harmonious with a peaceful meditation. And then as you're with your breathing, how are you with it? How are you relating to this, to your awareness? Are you straining? Are you uncommitted? Can you be committed to your breathing in a soft way, but committed? Where awareness of breathing is welcoming, receptive. Maybe as if you and your breathing are walking together hand in hand. Friends walking in a park, holding each other's hands lightly, gently, lovingly. So awareness is together with your breathing. And if your mind wanders off, tend carefully with how you begin again with your breathing. How you return to be accompanying your breath, hand in hand. Receptive to breathing in and breathing out. When you find yourself lost in thought, experiment with beginning again with breathing. So that beginning again is enjoyable or a pleasant thing to do. What would it take to land back on your breathing? To receive the breathing again, so that you enjoy doing it. as we continue meditating, can you allow the experience of breathing to come in more fully to awareness? As we let go of thinking, there can be more room to experience the fullness of a single breath. As inhale fills the body with air, so it fills awareness. mindfulness of breathing is the meeting place of the body breathing and the knowing of it. And how that meeting happens is central to this practice. To have the meeting be clear, definitive, as complete as possible, and peaceful, calm, light, soft. Allowing things to become quiet, quiet in the mind, quiet in the body. And a tender contact between awareness and the body breathing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to carefully allow whatever calm or subtleness you might have, or allow whatever challenge you might have, and how that is touches you or touches your heart. And open up that sensitivity to the world around you. Bring into your awareness the people of your life, your neighbors, people in your town or province, people you know and don't know. Imagine that they're all held in your expansive tenderness, openness. And how we are in relation to other people is at the heart of refuge in Sangha. How we are. And without any obligation, without anyone even knowing, can you find within you the well-wishing for others? The idea that it would be wonderful if others were happy and peaceful. and that you wish it for them. And as if you're a lighthouse shining the light of well-wishing across the earth, sit here for a few moments, spreading the light of your goodwill into the world. A goodwill that maybe can be expressed in these words. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may it be that in even the smallest ways or in big ways, we contribute to that possibility.